Hey guys, this is Carolyn from Homesteading Family. And before we jump into today's podcast, I wanted to invite you to a free four-part video series that I have that teaches you how to can. We go over the safety of canning, we go over the supplies and the equipment that you'll need, and then we actually get into the kitchen together and I show you every single step of the canning process so that you can follow along. There's free downloads, there's all the resources that you need to be able to complete the canning project all by yourself. So if you've ever wanted to learn how to can, or you just want to brush up on your canning safety, go to homesteadingfamily.com/podcast-canning. Again, that's homesteadingfamily.com/podcast-canning.
Hey, this is Carolyn with Homesteading Family, and here is a podcast short. In other words, an answer to a question that you have asked.
All right. Tyler McCurry on No Fuss Herbal Salve, which this is not an herbal salve question, okay, though. Can you please explain to me the difference in milk from the time it comes from the cow until it's all separated out? Like whole milk has cream, right? Then the cream comes off and that's the, what's left is the skim. Is a liquid that comes from the butter making process, called buttermilk. And I think this is the best part of the question. If so, why doesn't it taste like buttermilk from the store?
Okay. This is a big question. There's a lot here to unpack, but I think some of the challenges is there's a difference in terminology that's used in grocery store dairy products than what we use from homemade dairy products. So, when you go out to your barn and milk a cow, you have what is truly whole milk. Yeah. That is actually called cream line milk, if you want to get into a different term. And the reason there's a different term there is because the whole milk you buy from the grocery store is actually about 4% milk. It has been already 4%, unlike
fat or cream.
Yeah, butter, yeah. Butterfat.
Yeah.
And so what they've done with the grocery store milk is they've skimmed all the milk off. They've put about 4% of butterfat back in there and they call that whole milk. It is not really whole milk like it would come out of the cow.
You're kind of getting ripped off.
You're getting cheated, honestly. That shouldn't be called whole milk because it just isn't really. And if you have a Jersey cow and you bring in truly whole milk from your cow, you're going to be amazed at the difference in creaminess. That's because it's got a lot more cream in it. But once you skim the milk off or the cream off the top of your milk, then you are removing that butter fat from the milk, or at least a percentage of it. Now, if you're just skimming with a spoon, it's very unlikely that you're going to get non-fat milk.
You're probably closer, just if you're not using a separator, which is what most of us are doing. We're not using a separator at home.
Right.
We're just skimming it with some fashion or another. You're probably, by the time you're done and you've skimmed off that cream, you're probably closer. I don't know if it's 4%. I mean, you'd have to technically analyze it, but you're getting closer to what the store calls a whole milk.
Right. Exactly.
Even though we would still call that a skimmed milk.
It would still be a skim milk to us on the homestead, but it wouldn't be a non-fat like at the store. So there's a lot of confusion with all those terms there. And, you know, you can get into cream and all the different terms that have to do with cream. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of them. Now, the buttermilk question is a great question because what we call buttermilk that comes from the store is a cultured milk. It's not actually the leftovers from making butter. So it's actually a whole different product right now. And it would be more like a yogurt than it is like the leftovers
from making. It's milk that's been cultured.
It's milk that's been cultured. So it's had bacteria purposely added to it and let sit so that culture can grow and take over the milk.
So I don't know the exact history here. Maybe you do. But is that, did they take originally buttermilk and then use it to culture milk to create buttermilk, or did they just let the buttermilk itself go cultured?
It actually happened the other way, is that traditionally, in order to make your butter, you would allow your cream to culture.
Well, that's right.
So you would culture it a little bit. And sometimes you can still do that. If you watch my butter making video, I talk about that and turning it into a little bit like lightly buttermilk, lightly cultured order to make your butter come out. So then the leftovers of that cultured milk that then got turned into butter would have been a cultured buttermilk.
And that would have been the buttermilk. Like my grandfather drank buttermilk from the farm.
Yes.
And loved it. Yes. And then he drank the Knudsen's or whatever it was when I was a kid. And that was different, he said, but he still really liked it.
But he still really liked it. Yeah.
That's the original.
But if you
process.
Just make butter, just fresh butter, and then you take what's left over, it's not going to taste anything like store-bought buttermilk or homemade cultured buttermilk.
Right.
So I hope that I helped. Clarify.
I think that was good. Yeah.
That wasn't confusing.
Great. Yep.
All right. Great. And there you have it. I hope this answer is one you were looking for. We'll be sharing more of these in the future and hope you find them helpful and inspiring on your homesteading journey. For more homesteading family content, be sure to visit our website at homesteadingfamily.com.